You gotta put your rear wings on there, your Arions, and you'll be ready to go.
Steve Wegman helped students grades K through 5 put gliders together as one of the crafts for Aviation Day in Pierre. This event has over 400 kids registered, and students have a few options for activities. Elementary-aged children can make their own glider, create a small parachute, make a plane out of straw, or even test their flight skills on a computerized flight simulator. Wegman is with the Pierre Elks Lodge.
So it's kind of our first time we've ever done anything. It's an after-school event. It's an early release day here in Pierre. And so the teachers are getting their educational training. The students are applying the avenues of science.
Wegman says the teachers had an in-service day in Pierre, so the community decided to create Aviation Day as an event for the kids. Wegman says he's been interested in aviation for most of his life, and an event like this can bring out the youth and the staff members. Ironically, he says it reminds himself of the days he spent working at the state capitol.
When we would wait for the legislature in the final hours, when they'd throw the code over the clock, we'd fly gliders off the rotunda in the hallway because there was nobody else in the building. It was late at night. We read everything we wanted to. We just had to be there to make sure that things got done and what the business was at the end of the day.
The local Civil Air Patrol is also helping with Aviation Day for the kids. Nancy McKinney is a major with the Civil Air Patrol, and she says she enjoys creating activities the kids can have fun with.
Kind of try to keep things simple, so the kids can build them. And we're taking straws and strips of paper and taping them on the straw, and it makes an airplane, which is to show them that an airplane doesn't have to look like an airplane to fly.
Major McKinney says she hopes she can do something like this again in the future because the experience is just as enjoyable for the adults. She says she has a favorite part of volunteering her time for these types of events.
Oh, working with the kids anytime. Civil Air Patrol has kids that are children that are 12 to 21, and then adults. I'm 75, so, there's no end limit, I guess.
Both the Elks Lodge and Civil Air Patrol are going to analyze this year's Aviation Day to decide if this could become an annual event. Wegman with the Elks Lodge says he's always willing to help bring joy and education to a child's life. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Nate Weck in Pierre.